الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فيهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exercises and the explanations on how to pronounce the words of the rest of Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rules behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which have influence on the state of its sentences, its formation and its sequences. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify one particular issue that we discussed in the two prior sessions. To the formation of the moon. As I mentioned, scientifically, there was a kind of collision that happened between this earth. And other celestial bodies, a kind of mass-like object. Some they call it theos. So in the earth collide with that celestial body, there were some emissions, some devils get emitted from those devils. The moon is formed. There were some ahadiths that gave some hints related to that happening. And likewise, if we refer back to some of the verses in the Quran, Allah musta'an, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about specific signs, like in Surah Yasin, from verse 30 and verse 39 also. Almighty mentioned الشمس تجري لمستقر لها. And specifically the Almighty mentioned that is verse 39 والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عادتني يبدوني قديما. والقمر قدرناه. The Almighty mentioned, as for the moon, we proportion it, we measure it, منازل, in a kind of orbit, حتى كانت العبدون قديما. Until it returned as عبدون القديم, كالعبدون القديم, like an old dead star. What is العبدون in the علم الفلك, in the space science? العبدون normally it's referred to celestial bodies. But Almighty mentioned in Surah Yasin, verse 39, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ وَشَمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍّ لَهَا. That is verse 40, verse 40, that is verse 38 in Surah Yasin, وَشَمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. And the sun تجري لمستقر لها, move on it on axis, ذلك تقدير العظيم العليم. That is the measure of the most knowledgeable, the all knowing, meaning that the proportion of God to make sun to orbit, to move on it on axis. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. And the moon measured the Almighty, measured those mechanisms, the Almighty proportioned the systems, حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم, until it returned like an old celestial body. So here the Almighty is like giving a kind of elaboration that the moon, this moon that we see, as how it is closer to our earth, just only those kilometers that we know, or the kilometers that we are familiar with, 384,400 kilometers. The distance between the earth and the moon. For this moon that we see, the Almighty is giving a revelation that it is not an all celestial body. Before that collision between the earth and the stars, there were other celestial bodies. حتى عادة العبدون القديم. This is one of the exercises. العبدون in لغة is referred to also a dead. In body, if we said العبدون, a dry, carved, dead star is considered as العبدون. In the science of the space, in cosmology, if we said العبدون, is referred to celestial body, the galaxies, the stars, the gay, all this. So the Almighty said, حتى عادة العبدون القديم, until it returned, it looks like العبدون القديم, an all celestial body. And that's why the Almighty mentioned in Surah Yasin, the next verse, verse 40, الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر والليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. And all of this, the sun, the moon, في فلك يسبحون. They were orbiting in the space. So Allah المستعان. We don't have much time to give so many أدلة that talks about the formation of the moon. So the moon is not an all celestial body. Indeed, it is odd, but if you compare the moon with all our celestial bodies, the moon isn't on all celestial bodies compared to all our celestial bodies. I think this doubt is clear. So going back to the interpretation of that particular verse 189 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yesterday we talked on the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason behind the revelation of that verse. We mentioned about the case of Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Sa'ad ibn Rumi from the dwellers of Medina. There was a narration that was cited by Ibn Abi Hajj. Also, Abi Al-Ali cited that narration, cited that narration, he narrated down that there was a report that get to it, that the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِمَ خُلِقَتِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. As how it was mentioned by Abu al-Ali that ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لِلنَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was mentioned to us, it was recorded to us that they said to the Prophet some of God be upon him, لِمَ خُلِقَتِ الْأَهِلَّةِ, why does the lunar system is created? Why did God create the lunar system? فَأَنْزَ اللَّهُ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. So they want Almighty God, it will mean يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. It will mean this particular verse. They are asking about the lunar system. He further mentioned جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَوَاقِيتَ لِصَوْمِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That's the exegesis given by Abu al-Ali, similar to what was cited by Ibn Abi Hatim. جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَوَاقِيتَ لِصَوْمِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah, what the Almighty designed the lunar system purposely for the fasting of the Muslims, for iftari, and for their breakfast schedule, for the hajjihim, and for their pilgrimage, for manasikihim, and for their devotion, for the iddati nisa'ihim, and for their women's period, for muhalli dinihim, and for their religious matters. So that's one of the purpose. The reason for the calendar calculation, for the lunar calculation, for designing the prayer timing, like for the fasting, the voluntary fasting or the obligatory fasting, like the fasting of the month of Ramadan, it is best according to the lunar calculation. And the breakfast, the iftar, that you take the iftar, the person who take after the sunset, you get it? That is the minor iftar. And the major iftar, that is seasoning from the fast. After the fasting of 29 or the 30, when the moon is silent, we observe the moon of the month of Shawwal, you would definitely cease from the fasting. So, it is concerning the issue of al-iftar. Also, al-iftari. So, it is mentioned by Abu Ali. Also, related to the issues of devotion, manasik. All other forms of devotion. وَلِعِدَّةِ نِسَائِهِمْ and for their women's period, menstruational period. It's also related to the calendar calculation, lunar calculation. This one of the significance of the lunar calendar. It helps the woman to manage their menstruational period. You can visit your period. So the people are not given priorities to women regarding their menstruational period. As I used to see, access to menstrual product is a fundamental human right. It's a right. It's a woman right. The woman must have access to menstruational products. In some of the places, some of the countries, the menstruational products are given out to the citizens, the women, free of charge. You get it? But this is a scarce. That's why you see the commercial ones. But we should know access to menstruational products for the woman is a fundamental right. Yes, yes. You must feed her. Must get nourished. Also, there are other rights related to personal hygiene. With regards to her menstruation bleeding, she requires that in the spite of the amenities that she must have. Have a girl child, ensure that she has all those desired products when she is to the age of adolescence. Likewise, if you have a girl child, oh, Allahumma musta'an, why? Should have access to menstruational women's products, such as the menstrual cups, the menstrual pads, the cotton pads. There is a particular product that is known always, you know, always. It's one of the brands of the menstrual pads. Should have access to her. She must have. She must provide for her. The menstrual pads are available in shopping complexes, in the malls, for example, in the pharmaceutical shops. So likewise, even today that we handle such kind of issues, it is gas, humanitarian crisis. As you would support people with food, with rice, with grains, or cereals, similarly, you should support them with menstrual products. You get it? Yeah. So going back to the discussion, lunar calendar has an impact in the life of women. And also it has an impact to the religious practices. So that's one of the basic important points that we can derive from that particular verse. There was another narration which was narrated by Ibn Jarir al-Tabr, also Ibn Abi Hatim from the year of Abdullah ibn Abbas, from Jamal al-Qur'an. You know, Abdullah ibn Abbas, among the Sahaba, among the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, of whom the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam prayed to him, he invoked God the Almighty to bless Abdullah ibn Abbas with the understanding of the scripture. He said, Allahumma علمه الكتاب وعلمه التعويل أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh God, make him to understand the scripture and make him a person that know the interpretation of the scripture. Ibn Abbas, he said in one of his hadith, one of the hadiths that he reported, he said, سأل الناس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سأل الناس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He will answer the Prophet, God be upon him, عن الأهل جارنا للناس فنزلت هذه الآية. Divine. This particular verse was revealed. يسألونك عن الأهل قل هي مواقيت للناس. Before Ibn Abbas further mentioned in that رواية يعلمون بها حال دينهم وعدة نسائهم ووقعة حجهم. In order for them to know the condition of their religion, the period of their women, and for their privilege. And the Almighty God mentioned is, أَلُّنَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ لِأَكْسِرُ الْجَادِ لَلْهُنَا سِسْكَ قُلْهَ مَوَقِيْتُ لِلْنَاسِ. So these are fixtures for the humans. أَيْ يَعْلَمُونَ بِهَا حال دينهم وعدة نسائهم ووقعة حجهم. And there was also a riwayah from one among the students of Ibn Abbas, for whom he gave the interpretation that يسألونك عن الأهل قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. He said, لحجكم وصومكم وقضاء ديونكم وقضاء دينكم وعدة نسائكم. And that interpretation was among was from one among the students of Ibn Abbas. I think Mujahid bin Jabr was the one that gave that interpretation. He said لحجكم for your pilgrimage وصومكم and for your fasting وقضاء ديونكم وقضاء ديونكم and for the reimbursement of your debt. If you are in debt, you have taken a loan, through the lunar calculation you will be able to know the deadline of you returning back that particular amount for the loan that you have taken. So you see, it is very important. It has so many significance. So much significance. It is inside. and fall down. Figure out your women need menstruation and period menstruation for their menses. Besides that also, mawaqitu linnas, a fixture for humans, a time schedule for humans. There was an interpretation given by another student of Ibn Abbas, that is Nafi' ibn Azraq. No, Nafi', he had learned from Ibn Abbas, and likewise, he was also a student of Ibn Umar, as how some of the historians mentioned. Nafi' ibn Azraq was one among the popular students of Ibn Abbas. He said, Abdullah ibn Abbas taught me a lesson in Ijab. This particular verse, being verse 189 of Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, أخبرني قوله عز وجل. He taught me Ijab, the saying of God, Almighty, the exact. Mawaqit linnas. That particular portion of the verse, Mawaqit linnas. He said, في عدة نسائهم ومحل دينهم وشهود الناس. It is a time fixture. It is a time schedule. The United States is a fixture. في عدة نسائهم. Obviously, for their women's period, for Muhammad Gilim, and for their religious office, for their religious marriage, for Shahud Ignaz, and for the agreement of humans. Any agreement that a human would have, any policy that they want to make, would be based on calendar calculation. The MO that they want to sign must have a duration. It would contain a deadline for a date, for example, for initiating that agreement or that MO. So you see, the calendar is very important. The lunar system is very important. And in that particular riwayah, Nafi' ibn Azraq further asked Ibn Abbas as how he was reported. He said, وَهَلْ تَعْرِفُهِ أَرَبُ ذَلِكِ Did the Arab knew about that? They knew about that significance? And Ibn Abbas replied to him. He said to him, Na'am. Qala Na'am. He said to him, Yes. He said, Yeah. He said, Yeah. He said, yeah. They knew about the significance of the lunar system. أما سمعت قول الشاعر وهو يقول Didn't you hear the saying of one point when he was saying Abdullah ibn Abbas called to Nafi', he mentioned to Nafi' one point in order to reaffirm him that the Arab knew about the significance of the lunar system. Then the Arab were familiar with the space signs. They knew about the significance of the lunar system. So they are not behind, for example, they are not left behind in terms of knowing the significance of the lunar telling. And that's why I would say, tracing back to the history, the calendar was designed based on the lunar calculation, the Hijri calendar, during the time of Ibn al-Kaffar radiallahu anhu. So see, as how Abdullah ibn Abbas said, the Arab were familiar with that. He knew about it. So he mentioned to him a poet. He mentioned to him a particular poet of which the poet mentioned was Shams al-Fajri. على وقت مسخرة إذا قلت سفرا استقبلت سفرا. That's one of the popular poet. The poet may change. والشمس تجري على وقت مسخرة إذا قلت سفرا استقبلت سفرا. والشمس تجري على وقت مسخرة. The sun move upon وقت مسخرة. A time of orbit. والشمس تجري على وقت مسخرة. The sun move in accordance to and orbiting time schedule. So meaning that the sun move in accordance to time. إذا قضت سفرا استقبلت سفرا. إذا قضت سفرا, when it accomplishes an orbit, استقبلت سفرا, further place another orbit. So meaning the sun is moving on its own axis. Whenever it completes an orbit, it will further move to another orbit. So this is in a kind of continuation process. So does the poet that Ibn Abbas gave to Nafi, gave to his student, in order to affirm to him that the Arab knew about the space science. You get it? So do not think that the Arab are left behind in terms of space science. They are vast in knowledge regarding the space science. As how he mentioned to him, that particular point, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي عَلَى وَقْتٍ مُسَخَّرَةٍ إِذَا قَضَتْ سَفْرًا إِسْتَقْبَلَتْ سَفْرًا. Besides that narration of Nafi and the interpretation of Abdullah ibn Abbas, there was another interpretation of Abdullah ibn Umar related to that particular verse. If we go back to Al-Mustadrak of Imam Al-Hajj, he narrated a riwayah, a narration from the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar. Also Imam Al-Bayhaqi in Sunan Al-Kubra, he cited that particular UI of Ibn Umar, of whom he reported that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned, لَا اللَّهُ الْعَهِلَّةَ مَوَاكِيْتَ لِلَّهِ. God designed the lunar system, designed the moon in order to serve as a time scheduling entity for the humans. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that hadith, وَصُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. Therefore, fast in accordance to its observance. Whenever you observe the moon, then fast, perform your fast, observe your fasting based on that. وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ, and cease from the fasting when you see it again. فَنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَعُدُّوا ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا. When it gets obscure to you, when it gets obscure to you, then count 30 يَوْمًا, 30 days. Then consider it to be 30. So that's it. You see, the Rasulullah gave the interpretation of that ayah. So the hadith are not found in Sirin Majid. It's not like a grand deed you get from Allah Musta'an. It's not a sign and rise issue. It's the interpretation to the verse. لا تحرك لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآن إذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآن. رسول الله عليه وسلم mentioned, جعل الله الأهلة أهلة مواقيت للناس فصوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته فإن هم عليهم فعدوا 30 يوما. The Muslim mind first over this hadith, but you may not be knowing that this hadith is an interpretation to verse 189 of Surah Al-Baqarah. There was similar riwayat that was cited by Imam Dawud and Imam Tabarani and also Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, although the isnad of that riwayah has some kind of difference, of which the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned, يَا اللَّهُ الْأَهِلَّةَ مُوَقِيتَ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْهِلَالَ فَصُومُوا وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَأَفْطِرُوا فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ ثَلَاثِينَ. When it gets obscure to you, then accomplish the duration to 30. So even according to the Sunnah, the calendar should have maximum days of 30, 29 or 30, that. And that's why we see three calendars upon 29 and 30. So we have the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. So which one can we adopt? Can we consider much more? So naturally, the lunar calendar should be more preferred. Why? There are so many adillas, so many evidence, so many evidences with regards to adopting lunar calendar than the solar calendar. Because the moon is so closer to us than the sun. You get it? Even though the sun is stable in its size, you compare it with the moon. It's more stable in size than the moon. That's how we observe the moon. Monthly. You get it? So the moon is so closer to the earth than the sun. So something that is so closer to us should be easily adopt. Do you get it? That's why I said the Hijri calendar is much more than the Julian calendar. You know, the Julian calendar was later replaced by the Gregorian calendar. Nowadays we have the calendar of Umm al-Qura. But one thing is that there might be some changes.
For example,
because a moon should either be observed or sighted on the 29th day or on the 30th day. And that's the reason why the Rasulullah is in the mention for Uddu Salatina Yoma. None of the Yuha Fakmilu Iddaja Salatina. We accomplish the duration, the count to 30. So if you design a standard calendar for 12 months, following the lunar calculation, there might be a deviation. You get it? But the deviation is not a problem. It might be just a minute. You get it? So that's why the lunar calendar, it was not established since time immemorial. But the reason why the lunar calendar is much more preferred than other calendars, like the solar calendar, is because it's easy to be followed. Because based on what you observe, there we have technological advancements through the telescope. The telescope can help you to observe the moon. So before, in the previous centuries, following the lunar calendar would be a kind of difficult task to the human. But in this century, it is very easy for us to follow. So that's why in this time of ours, I have the opinion that it's better if we adopt the lunar calendar than even the Gregorian calendar. Although in the history, the Gregorian calendar replaced the Julian calendar with some modification. You get it? Well, later on there was another calendar that was designed, which was better than the Gregorian calendar. But so many colonies, so many communities were not familiar with the Hijri calendar. That's why it was not adopted. You get it? And following the Hijri model of calculation is also good to the public servants. For example, if it should be adopted, for example, because it is either 29 or 30. You know your salary will come. You will receive your salary on 29 or on the 30th, on the 30th day. Instead of the Gregorian calculation. You know in the Gregorian calculation, a month can have 31 days. A month will have 28, 29, 30, 31 days, for example. Like the month of May, for example, month of July, month of October, month of December, can have 31 days, except February, can have 28 or 29 days, for example. So if you are receiving, even if you are receiving salary on 28th while following the Gregorian calendar, it is not exactly on 28th annual. Do you get it? Because the months in the Gregorian calendar differs. The duration differs. There are some months that would be 31 days. So you would wait for like 2 days, 3 days. There would be such kind of interval. Even if you receive on 28, because for each 28 day in the month you receive your salary, whether the previous month has 31 days or 30 days, you will just wait until 28 of the month. Indirectly, it isn't an easy, but directly, it is an easy. As how so many people will consider it as easy. So with regards to wages, painful labor, painful the salary, for the public servant, adopting the lunar calendar will be more enjoyable, will be more marvelous to them. For if they only knew, if you know it, you know it. If you don't know it, it is your own cover. Allah musta'an. Hey, I'm not comparing to a lunar calendar or the Hijri calendar. Allah musta'an. But we are just digesting some of the marks with regards to this issue. Allah musta'an. There was another narration which was cited by Imam Bukhari, also Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, also Waqi' ibn Jarrah. There was a riwayah to Wilayatullah from Waqi', which was from the authority of Bara' ibn Azib. He mentioned about that culture of the people during the medieval era. Whenever they took requirement for pilgrimage, they don't enter into their houses from the direct entrance. They enter through the emergency exit. So we talk about the mode of infrastructure, the infrastructure at the previous stations. So besides that rewire, there was one particular hadith which is related to the interpretation of this particular verse. And that was the hadith which was narrated by Imam al-Hakim. Imam al-Hakim al-Naysaburi, in his book Al-Mustadrak, he cited that riwayah. Also Ibn Abi Hatim, that riwayah was about one incident that happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because at that particular time, most of the people in Medina, they are into that particular tradition. That if a person took the appointment or went for his agreement, when he is coming back, he will not enter the house through the gate. He would enter from the backward entrance, or we can say through the ladder. He would sneak into the house through the ladder. Through the toilet, in order to give surprise to the people of the house. Allah musta'an. So they went for pilgrimage. If they are coming back, they didn't enter into their houses directly in order to give them surprise, people of the house, in order to see the person unexpectedly. Allah musta'an. That's how the Arab tradition was at them. So they surprised the people of the house. Allah musta'an. They were so funny. So funny. Allah musta'an. So there was an incident that happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into a particular garden. But he was ran out of the garden, he went through a particular gate. He went out through the first gate. So when he was coming out, momentarily, a man followed the footsteps of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went out together. Where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not aware about that particular man behind him. The name of that particular man was Utbah ibn Amir al-Ansari. So when the people outside the garden saw that happen, they saw the Rasulullah coming out of the garden, and Utbah ibn Amir was after the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. People were surprised. They called the attention of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam abruptly called the attention of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, are you down? Mr. Abda, inna qutubata wan amirin rajulun fajir. Inna qutubata wan amirin rajulun fajir. Verily, qutubata wan amirin is a criminal. وإنه خرج معك من الباب. And he went out together with you from the gate. Went out together with you through the gate. And the person was a criminal. They informed the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم directly. You know how it happens. You are a public figure, or you are a leader. By a man of people, you intermingle with different people. The person that you know and the one that you don't even know. That's how it happens to you. It's easy for you to see a leader, a good leader, a competent leader, surrounded by criminals, surrounded by corrupt individuals in his cabinet. Or in the public. Sometimes we see criminals surrounding just rulers, competent leaders, surrounding like chewing gum, for example. Allah musta'an. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't aware about Utbah ibn Amir. But Utbah ibn Amir was known by everyone in the city of Medina. He was known with criminality. He was a filthy person. And they saw him together with the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. And the mother of the Rasulullah sallam, he came out from a garden. Probably he might think that maybe he had a meeting. How is it that the Messenger of God intermingled with such personality? Do you get it? So the Rasulullah sallam did not have the information about Utbah ibn Amir. There is Uqbah ibn Amir and there is Utbah ibn Amir. The man that we are talking about is Utbah ibn Amir al-Ansari. You get it? Well, later on, Utbah, he changed, he evolved, he repented, he became a good person. But area in his town, now that he asked, a renegade. So he said to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, inna Utbah ibn Amir rajulun fazi." Utbah ibn Amir is a renegade. It's a criminal. better example. You see, it would be equationable, but suppose you see your leader together with a criminal, or together with a terrorist, or together with a renegade, there would definitely be a question from the public. That's how it happened to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. That's how the life of the Anbiya and the Prophets is. With so many trials, so many tests, and al-mihan, so many exams, so many trials, so many tribulations. In order for the people to take lessons from the life of the Anbiya. So if that would happen to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, how about to our common leaders? So that means we need to give them excuses in some issue and some happening that we are not pleased with that, or anything that we see from them, so we have to give them excuses. We have to give them uzr. Maybe they are not aware about such personality. Even if you see them having a certain personality, do not hold them accountable with the wrongdoing of such personality. So the Rasulullah was going out of that guy. He was not aware about the person following him at his back. When he went out of the guy, there were some gathered people outside the garden. There was a gathering outside the garden. Abruptly, they called the attention of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. They called the attention of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. They said to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, when you came out of this garden, he came out together with Uqbah ibn Amir. While Uqbah ibn Amir is a renegade, so the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam instantaneously, as how it came in the riwayah of Imam al-Hakim and that of Ibn Abi Hakim, he called Uqbah ibn Amir. He replied to Uqbah ibn Amir, called his attention. He said to him, "Ma hamalaka ala ma sana'ta? Ma hamalaka ala ma sana'ta? What make you do what you have done? What instigate you to commit that? Ma hamalaka ala ma sana'at? What makes you to do what you have done? What makes you to commit that wrongdoing?" One lesson that we can take from the way that Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam interacted with Qutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacts with him with a welcoming heart, because he is a leader, for example. Whether a person is a renegade, for example, the person is a criminal, a leader should consider the person, consider the people, those individuals, those wrongdoers, as his children, for example. Like how he would address, he would recommend. Children, that's how he would consider the entire public. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed Qutbah ibn Amir. He spoke to him politely. asks him the reason why. He followed his bark. And he replied to the Prophet ﷺ, يَرَأَيْتُكَ فَعَلْتَهُ فَفَعَلْتُهُ. I saw you doing it, and I do. I saw you have done it, so I also followed your footsteps. You have done is that which I have done. I saw you doing it, then I do. What happened is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not accept that fatla tradition, but they were upon that fatla tradition. When a person went out for pilgrimage, he would not enter a garden. So the Rasulullah was in the condition of so when Qutbah ibn Ali saw the Rasulullah entering into a garden, Fatla garden, you know, according to their tradition, nobody is entering a garden when the person was performing for pilgrimage. But as they knew about the Rasulullah, they knew he is a prophet. It is normal. So he said to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَرَعَيْتُكَ فَعَلْتَهُ فَعَلْتُهُ فَعَلْتُهُ كَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ. And I did that as how you have done. قال the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, إِنِّي رَجِيمٌ أَحْبَسْ. I'm a person of Adam. We said, Ahmas, we need a person that has Adam. Well, Adam was his people, his perspectives, or his religion. Do you get it? قال له, he said to him, فَإِنَّ دِينِي دِينَكَ. For religion is mine also. So when the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam replied to Qutbah ibn Ali, he said, I'm a person that is so ardent. I'm committed to my religion. So Qutbah ibn Ali said to him, then your religion is mine also. When, according to him, what he has done is not a mistake, it's not a problem. But he will not understand. And that's how sometimes it happens to some wrongdoers. Maybe it's just wrongdoers that blackmail them. Some of the people that were blackmailed, or they are blackmailed in the society, don't even know what people are saying about them. Maybe due to some political issues, they were blackmailed, their image has been tarnished. Society. They don't even know that innocence of those kind of accusations. So when the Rasulullah was interacting with Qutbah ibn Amir, he said, the reason why I did what I have done is because I saw you doing it. So the Rasulullah tried to spoke to him. He spoke to him with a kind of diplomacy. Because the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a leader. It's not reason for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him that you are a wrongdoer, you are a renegade, you are a criminal. Why do you follow me? But the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam is a leader. He utilized diplomacy to address the issue, to address the concern. And Qutbah ibn Amr understood the gist You got the logic. So when that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala read this part tilawah. So they said, يَرَى بِأَنْتَاجُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. There was similar narration which was also reported by Ibn Abbas. That the people of Medina, they had a kind of tradition. And whenever they have some concern, they are scared of any situation. Usually they just engage themselves into pilgrimage. They just go for pilgrimage whenever they are not feeling comfortable. They travel for pilgrimage. And before they go for the pilgrimage, they used to build an infrastructure in their home. So that if they are coming back from their pilgrimage, they will not enter directly from the normal entry. Do you get it? Allah musta'an. So many point of the exegesis behind this verse is somehow related with our current affairs. Allah musta'an. So that incident that happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a report for that also. It was from the narration of Ibn Abi Hajj. That the person that followed after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered that particular garden, was called by some individuals. They said to the person, Ya Fulan, Laka Mahri. He said, Mr. Man, you have two requirements for fulfillment. You entered into a garden. Why do you took the comment or pilgrimage? So that particular person, he said to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you took the comment for the pilgrimage also? He said yes, then he replied, he acted there. So when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conversed with the person by using a diplomacy technique, and that is why he replied to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are adding, you have the adding, I'm also having that adding. Allah is the adding. فعند الله وليس البر وليس البر بأن تعجل البيوت من ظهورها. It is not righteousness to approach the houses from behind. الله المستعان. It is not righteousness to approach houses from behind. So there were so many narrations regarding the cause of revelation behind this particular verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 189. The time is gone. We should have explained the interpretation of this particular verse. But due to the time limitation, inshallah we are going to have a quick stop here. عود حسين حسين of the Almighty وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. So ever we have discussed in this session, we ask the Almighty to lead us in it, and so ever it interferes within the discussion of any unpleasant way or any filthy statement, we ask the Almighty to take it away from our lips and to lead us for that also. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.